Blackstone Audio presents A Concise History of the Middle East, 9th edition, by Arthur Goldschmidt, Jr. and Lawrence Davidson. To the memory of Agnes Inglis O'Neill, teacher, counselor, friend. She taught every subject with a spirit of fun, and each pupil in a spirit of love. And to the memory of Henry Blumenthal, an inspiring teacher and wise advisor, and of Humphrey Osmond, modern Renaissance man and correspondent extraordinaire. Chapter 1. Introduction. In this book, we introduce the Middle East to students and other readers who have not lived in the area or studied it before. It is tragic that for most Americans, their initial exposure to the Middle East came with the attacks of 11 September 2001. Although many citizens do not know it, the U.S. government was deeply involved in Middle Eastern affairs long before this date. These activities will be detailed in this book. For now, remember that historical events occur in complex contexts, which Americans must understand if they are to act wisely to prevent similar attacks in the future. Middle East is a rather imprecise term describing a geographical area that extends from Egypt to Afghanistan, or the cultural region in which Islam arose and developed. We plan to make the term clearer in this chapter. First, let us tell you why we think history is the discipline best suited for your introduction to the area. After all, you might look at the Middle East through its systems for allocating power and values, using the discipline of political science. An economist would focus on the ways its inhabitants organize themselves to satisfy their material needs. Sociologists and cultural anthropologists would analyze the institutions and group behavior of the various peoples who constitute the Middle East. You could also view its various cultures through its languages, religions, literature, geography.